Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2 UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for February 2023. Good evening, everyone. Leading tonight's official broadcast, Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari. Welcome to 2023 and the first official broadcast of the year. Having survived the recent pandemic, we all thought perhaps 2023 would be a year to re-engage with friends and family in New Zealand and across the world. Perhaps not with the effects of Cyclone Hale and then Gabrielle. With all that is going on here and overseas, it is hard at times to remain focused on the matters at hand or local to you. So I expect those that would go out this weekend as part of the annual Jock White Field Day event to exercise your operating skills, radio equipment and the like, as you never know when you'll be needed. This need was exposed in the after effects of Cyclone Gabriel, where large parts of the country were without communications, let alone no power, cell phone coverage, water or even shelter. In the recent info line email sent out on Sunday 19 February, two reports gave an outline of the issues faced by communities struggling to get going again. I know that many amateurs were involved in the response, even if they weren't shown by news media or mentioned anywhere. Many volunteers just got on with the job at hand, not needing any recognition for their efforts, and in cases, regardless of any personal issues with their own situations. The Kiwi spirit of rolling your sleeves up and helping where you can was the order of the day. For those that haven't received your January-February 2023 break-in, then you probably haven't renewed your subscription for 2023. Every address cover sheet has when your subscription is due by. There should be no surprise if you bother to read it, rather than simply discarding it to read break-in. The results of the election for NZART President and Executive Council are now complete, with only one vacancy not filled. Therefore, a call for interested members is sought to fill this vacancy. Please forward a nomination form and a short CV so that these can be considered. The vacancy is deemed a casual vacancy under the NZART Constitution. I wish to congratulate the incoming President-elect, Daniel, ZL2DRV, and the members of the new council for putting their names forward. The new president and council will take over from Monday following the AGM in June. We will thank those council members leaving this year at the AGM. Just on the NZART conference, it is to be held over King's Birthday weekend, the 3rd and 4th of June this year in Palmerston North. The conference committee has updated the conference website with an online registration form, a downloadable PDF, as well as a contact email address. Note that the conference will run from Saturday morning until the evening dinner on the Sunday, being a return to the two full days after the conference that we've experienced in recent years due to COVID issues. Conference website will always have the latest information and can be directly accessed from the NZART website. The NZART AGM and the ARAC forum can be attended for free, but the free attendance does not include any catering such as morning and afternoon tea or lunch. There are options should you wish to avail yourself of those catering options. Work has begun this week to review the NZART constitution, considering the changes needed to comply with the new Incorporated Societies Act 2022. It is envisaged that the new constitution will be drafted up and then made available for a consultation process across the membership and branches throughout New Zealand. Once the timeline is known, it will then be published. The new Incorporated Societies regulations have yet to be advised as to their content, but should be available in September this year. In October this year, it is expected that organisations such as NZART can register themselves with about 2.5 years to complete their constitutional updates. To spread the cost of NZART's new constitution, we're going with the plan to first draft up the NZART changes, seek consultation and have the final draft completed before working on a template for branches to use to update their constitutions. This will spread the cost across 2 financial years, making for easier financial planning. 2 NZART officer vacancies, namely the Local Government Liaison Officer and the Administration Liaison Officer positions, are still available. Contact Debbie, ZL2DL, at NZRTHQ for a copy of the job description if you're interested. And the final word, stay safe and ensure that you are well organised for any events so that you can survive unassisted for at least 3 days, as you never know what Mother Nature will throw at us next. Well, that's it from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. The Te Puke Amateur Radio Club, Branch 53, gives notice of their 21st market day to be held on Saturday, March the 25th. The venue is the Paengaroa Community Hall, 4 Old Coach Road in Paengaroa. The venue will open from 6:30 a.m. The sale commences at 9:30 a.m. There'll be a door charge of $2 per person to help recover costs. Hot breakfasts will be available from 7:30 a.m. until 11 a.m. Now, for further information and table bookings, contact Sid Rowe, ZL1LWR. You can phone Sid 07-533-1029, or on the mobile 0272-488-664, or you can email sidrowe at extra.co.nz. That's sidrowe with an E at extra.co.nz. Or you can look for the full details on page 13 of your January-February 2023 copy of Break In, the Te Puke Amateur Radio Club Market Day on Saturday, March the 25th. To Upper Hutt we go now and join our NZRT business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim. Ngā mihi, hare tōhō. Hello and Happy New Year to you all. What a dreadful start to the year for many New Zealanders. As I've said in InfoLine, the North and South Island appear to have changed places. I hope by now most of you in the affected areas are receiving all the help you need and life is starting to feel normal again. I have been receiving reports from amateurs in the affected areas and hope to collate them for an article in Break-In. Well, it certainly seems a year for disasters. Many of you may be aware, due to an injury sustained late last year, I am unable to work from NZART HQ. Unfortunately, I'm now awaiting surgery for a knee replacement and ligament repair, so I'm on crutches for this foreseeable future. Having to climb 2 flights of stairs to the office with no elevator is a bit of a recipe for disaster to navigate my way in. To ensure continuity of service to members, NZART Council and I agreed I would work from home until the problem has been resolved. I do apologise to anyone who may wish to visit headquarters, but for now ask for your patience during this time. Please keep an eye on the website for regular updates as to my progress. The work phone has been diverted to a cell phone, so again, as little disruption to daily life as possible. The only thing I do ask, if you are wanting to send items by a courier to HQ, please contact me for an alternative delivery address so I can be sure I receive your item. Some of you may be aware the new register of radio frequencies was implemented by RSM in December last year. As with all new systems, teething problems occur. But rest assured, the team at RSM are working on resolutions. To find out more about changes, specifically to call sign holders, please read InfoLine number 466 on the NZART website. Thank you to all those members who have submitted their email addresses. As explained on the Break-In wrapper, we have now moved to cloud-based systems. Therefore, it is our goal to be able to send your annual subscription invoice in August this year by email. Members who do not have an email address will receive this by post. Lastly, Mark may have mentioned the sub-expiry date on the wrapper is just a reminder that your membership will remain current until the end of the year. You do not have to pay a subscription until you have received an invoice from me. Well, that's it from me, Jim. Ngā mihi nui, hei kone rā, until we speak again.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, NZART's business manager. With news tonight from recent AREC activity, here's the AREC CEO, Don Robertson, ZL2TYR.
Kia ora, Jim. Firstly, I'd like to thank all the AREC members and other amateur radio operators for their support during Cyclone Gabrielle. The Auckland AREC combined groups provided 18 operators via the North Shore comms base and not only covered communications but many other jobs to help out as the event progressed. There was an additional 24 people placed on standby around the area. They prepared in advance, planning the comms and then monitoring 13 channels covering CD, commercial and amateur radio repeaters. They sourced and programmed over 60 radios and deployed them across the region. Over on the East Coast, the team worked with CD and at the ECC as required, and with Landsat covering searches around the beaches. Amateurs up in the Gisborne area prepared with Gabrielle before it hit, and they provided welfare messaging with other operators across the country. A news release with more details will be up on the NZRT and AREC website shortly with more information. I'll end as I started, saying a thanks again to all of those who responded and provided an essential service that impacted many of the communities. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Don. The CEO of AREC, Don Robertson, ZL2TYR. Further to earlier comments, NZRT Conference this year is to be held at the Millennium Copthorne Hotel, 110 Fitzherbert Avenue in Palmerston North. Now, full details can be found on page 33 of your Jan-Feb copy of Break-In, or you can go to the NZRT Conference website, www.nzart-conference.nz. For further information or to contact the organisers, you can email them at contact@nzart-conference.nz. Plan now for NZRT Conference 2023 in Palmerston North over King's Birthday weekend, June the 3rd and 4th. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to the first of the news from around your NZRT branches for 2023. And it has been quite a mixed start to the new year, and some areas of the North Island are still having problems getting back to some semblance of normal. So wherever you are, we hope you're safe and well. Needless to say, please check to make sure that a planned event is taking place by watching your club's social media page, the newsletter, or listen on the nets. So we start with QUA FARC newsletter of the Franklin Amateur Radio Club. On March the 21st, the branch will have a talk from David Black, ZL1MZ, who is NZIRT's representative on the New Zealand Standards Committee. His topic will be how electromagnetic safety standards are formed and application to amateur radio. Now to Napier Branch 25, which will have a meeting on Wednesday the 1st of March at 7:30pm at their Latham Street club rooms, as long as there's power available. A note here also that Hastings Branches 13 and Napier Branch 25 are taking a van trip to Whanganui to visit the Whanganui Vintage Radio Museum on Sunday the 5th of March. Partners are also welcome. The plan is to depart Pakawai Hall at 7am, BP at Stortford Lodge at 7:10am, BP Waipawa at 7:35, and Mobile Waipukara at 7:45am. If you'd like to come along, then book in with David, ZL2DW, and you can catch David by phone on 027 450 250 as soon as possible. Now to Wellington Branch 50. Now the branch has its annual general meeting on Tuesday the 21st of March at 1pm at the Collective Hub Community Centre, and this is at 1/33 Johnsonville Road. Over to the South Island now, and we go to Nelson Branch 26 NZART, where the next social event combines with Marlborough Branch 22 for the annual event at Carluke Hall in Rye Valley on Saturday the 11th of March. You need to bring salad and or a dessert to share, a drink, plates and eating utensils, chair, a sun hat and a sunscreen, assuming that it's sunny of course, and a handheld radio to participate in the fox hunt. Both clubs will be providing meats, bread, onions and sauce. The event also sees the Toss the Tate event, which is always keenly contested. Also from Nelson Branch is a fox hunt on Sunday the 5th of March. Check in at 1 p.m. on the Nelson 7025 repeater for a 1:30 p.m. start. The fox location will be within a radius of 2 kilometres of the Stoke Fire Station. Clues may be given on air on 145.5 megahertz. And the latest finish time will be 3:30 p.m. Listen on the 7025 repeater for changes at 1 p.m. To Marlborough Branch 22 NZRT, where the club's annual general meeting is to be held on Thursday the 9th of March. Down to North Canterbury Branch 68, where the March meeting is on Thursday the 9th, and it will see a visit to Mark ZL3AB's remote shack at Saltwater Creek. More details will be in the club's RagDew newsletter. And to Christchurch Branch 05 NZRT, which has its next meeting on Wednesday the 1st of March at the clubrooms at 5 Idris Road in Fendleton. Blair ZL3TOY will explain all about those hotspots. What are these reflectors, YSF rooms and Brandmeister talk groups that are listed in the weekly activities list. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZRT. On Wednesday the 1st of March, the branch will be having a fox hunt. Martin ZL4JH will again be the fox. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday the 26th of March. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for February 2023. Good night, everyone. Good night now.